And I'd like to also ask all my God brothers and God sisters to come on this stage now, and Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness, to just speak a few words just of appreciation of Srila Prabhupada and the Holy Dham, and to bless all of you. Everyone, please come. We have Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu, we have Arjun Prabhu, wonderful, wonderful Vaishnava, His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj, Yadubar Prabhu, who is the world's most transcendental filmmaker, and Vishakha Devi, and Nartaki Devi. And we have a very special guest. Of course, all these devotees are very special guests, and if I get into introductions, if I start, it will go. But we have Mandakini Devi, who I don't think we've ever met before. I want to just say something very briefly about her. She was a young girl from France who became a devotee. Srila Prabhupada meant, you know the story, he went to Moscow and he was under the scrutiny of the KGB at every moment. And he wasn't really allowed to go into the public. He just gave a lecture in a college. And Shamsundar Prabhu found one Russian person on the street when he was out looking for some vegetables. His name was Ananta Shanti Prabhu, and he was with one Indian boy. And they ran up to Shamsundar and asked him, you know, because they saw he was American. And they asked him, do you have any blue jeans or this or that? And Prabhupada said, no, but I have a guru, come. So they came, and Srila Prabhupada spent 3 days speaking to Ananta Shanti Prabhu. He was the only person in the end. Russia is the largest country on the planet. And during the Soviet Union, it had such power all over the world. One person was taking interest. And Srila Prabhupada secretly in his little hotel room was giving as much information to Ananta, to this boy, as possible. One little young Russian man. And Ananta Shanti, you know, he was all alone. He said to Srila Prabhupada, he said, you know, I want to help spread this movement. Of course, it's totally illegal. It's totally underground. It's extremely dangerous. Later on, Ananta Shanti was put into prisons. He was tortured. They did all kinds of experimentations on his brain. And just earlier this year, he passed from the world. But that one little seed of Prabhupada took place in a little hotel room in Moscow. But during that first meeting, Ananta Shanti said, I don't think I could do it alone. I need another devotee to help me. Could you send a person for me to get married to help me preach here? Because there were no other devotees in Russia. Prabhupada wanted so much he could see the potential of this place. He said to Shamsundar, he said, the government is very oppressive, but the people are very good. And Shamsundar tells us, he at Moscow University, he was looking down from a mountain, and Prabhupada said, someday thousands and thousands of people will be chanting Hare Krishna here. And at that time, it was Soviet Union? Communism? It was like an impossible prediction. So Ananta Shanti said, could you send me a partner so that I can preach with? So Srila Prabhupada flew from Moscow to Paris. And there he met little Mandakini. She's just a young girl. How old were you? What was your age at that time? She was 20 years old. And Srila Prabhupada asked her, yes? Yeah. Asked her, are you willing to go to Moscow to marry this boy to spread Krishna consciousness? The iron curtain? She said, yes, Prabhupada, yes. And she went to Moscow. And her and Ananta Shanti actually began the Hare Krishna movement in all of Russia. And now there's more devotees in Russia than any other place in the entire planet besides India. Maybe even more. But I was just at the Ukraine festival, which was part of the Soviet Union at that time. This will humble the organizers of our yatra. The yatra in Ukraine, there was 11,000 devotees. Hare Krishna. In Russia, there was about 4,000, something, 5,000? 5,000. And this is just a fraction of the devotees. So let us offer our gratitude and welcome. This, can you imagine the surrender of a 20-year-old little girl from France? Going behind the Iron Curtain in the most oppressive, powerful government in the world to spread bhakti underground? Very blessed. Let us welcome her and all of these other wonderful godbrothers and godsisters. So if everyone come here, please. If we could have a microphone where everyone could speak for just a couple minutes. Is Ram Charan Prabhu here also? Oh, he's not here. He's not here tonight? Okay. Is there any other God brothers or God sisters that are here?
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Radhanath Maharaj Ki Jai. I've been here last 35 years in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada told me to stay here. And all these years, I'd never witnessed anything like I witnessed today. The ceremony, the anakut, the celebrations, right out of the pages of Krishna book. So you're all very fortunate to have this kind of mercy from such an elevated godbrother. I'd like to tell a few stories that we find in this book that I searched and got many new stories about Prabhupada. And some of these stories are humorous, some stories are very serious, and some absolutely miraculous. So all the stories that were in Lilamrita, there are many episodes that were not included. And these are the mystical things that happened. Srila Prabhupada performed miracles. He blessed Jadarani with a touch and cured her of a very serious illness. I saw myself twice. When he walked, he never touched the ground. I saw the halo around Prabhupada's head. So, like this, there are many stories about Prabhupada. And even the very beginning, when he was in Jhansi, and he had this garland, Kadamba flowers, and this is illustrated in the story, that he's dancing, he's in ecstatic trance, he's bouncing off the walls, he's playing a mridanga, he's going crazy, dancing with this big, huge mala of Kadamba flowers. And so his first disciple, Bhavgacharya, I think his name is, Anyway, he looked and saw that and couldn't penetrate Prabhupada's ecstatic trance. So the next morning he says, "Where'd you get that?" He says, "Oh, Krishna gave it to me. I tried to touch his feet and he vanished. He left and I'm dancing in ecstasy. I'm trying to, you know, survive this body." And that's way in the very beginning. So a devotee in L.A. is looking through a keyhole, his servant at that time, the early years in Los Angeles. And he sees Prabhupada shining like a golden with no light coming, but he was effulgent in the eyes of diamonds. Then later, he looked again. He didn't want to bother that episode. He looked again, and he saw Prabhupada rolling on the floor, and so by himself. And so he asked later, "Srila Prabhupada, I saw you rolling on the floor. Well, what was that about?" "Oh, nothing special. I was just wrestling with Balaram." Now, is that special or not? And so these episodes go on more and more. And there's one funny one. They're going to see a car full of devotees with Prabhupada. And they're on their way to see Srila Bhaktivinoda's youngest son, who is 90. And so they came to a point where there's a bridge, impassable bridge. They couldn't cross it. And the house is just on the other side. So Prabhupada said, "Okay, everybody out of the car." And so Brahmananda, others, big heavyweights, they got out of the car. So, okay, now you back it up. This is Shyama Sundar driving. Oh, he says, "Okay, now gun it. Go as fast as you can." And they went flying over the bridge, over the top of the bridge, to the other side, and landed safely. Now, it's probably not the most brave person in the world. And so this is just a sample of that. And there, another occasion that he's, there's several, but the bravery of Prabhupada walking and not touching the ground, and everybody said he's so brave. Oh yes, I went to the top of the Victoria Memorial in Calcutta. In any case, I recommend, I've only got a few copies here, but the first come, first serve. It'll be at the other end. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, Premanandi. Hari Bhav Maharaj.
My dear devotees, I would just like to express the gratitude I feel to be amongst all of you. And this actually Kartik festival was for me absolutely extraordinary. Although sometimes it's very difficult to be in the Holy Dham, when listening to Radhanath Maharaj lectures, the wonderful thing at the end of the wonderfully expressed pastime, at the end, he used to say always, "That is Vrindavan." And that he really helped us to get in the mood of Vrindavan, in the mood of service. And just seeing the beautiful family of the old generation, the young generation, all combined in a community spirit is absolutely wonderful. And also I thank Srila Prabhupada to be able to witness all these wonderful Russian devotees now coming from this seed and from the sacrifice of Ananta Shanti. And I would like to mention to you that amongst the crowd, there is a devotee called Radha Damodar, who was actually he was actually there in the beginning of the Russian saga, and in the years of prosecution, he stayed more than 2 years in jail to spread Krishna consciousness. And as we were discussing with the devotees of the Moscow Yatra, we owe so much to these devotees because of their sacrifices, we are all able to practice Krishna consciousness freely in Russia. And we owe so much to them. So I thank you very much, all of you. And all my exalted God brothers and God sisters. And festival times is such a joy to share association, and not only to go to the holy place, but to listen about from wonderful sadhus and God brothers and God sisters about the pastimes that happened there. So thank you very much. And all grace to Prabhupada and all grace to all the Vaishnava assembled. Hari Bol.
One little incident happened. As soon as Ananta Shanti came to Vrindavan, he was in jail for 3 years in Russia. He comes to Vrindavan and he gets put in jail in Mathura. Now, I got him out of jail. The first thing he said to me, this is not a fit place for a gentleman.
I'm only Russian. Мне повезло то, что в начале 80-х годов мне довелось встретиться с Ананта Шанти Прабху.
I was fortunate enough to meet with Ananta Shanti Prabhu in the very beginning.
И это было очень такое чудесное, удивительное время, когда видение Шрилы Прабхупады реализовывалось в Советском Союзе.
It was a very amazing, wonderful time when the vision of Srila Prabhupada was taking its shape in the former Soviet Union.
Ну, Россия в то время была оплотом атеизма и такого материализма.
Soviet Russia at that time was the fortress of atheism and materialism.
И внутри этой крепости возникло движение сознания Кришны, которое было сначала в очень таком небольшом объеме, очень несколько человек буквально.
And within this completely sealed fortress, somehow or other, the seed of Krishna consciousness was appeared, and it was very small seed in the beginning.
Фактически Ананта Шанти Прабху сыграл роль инструмента в играх Шрилы Прабхупады.
Ananta Shanti played a special role in the lilas of Srila Prabhupada, in the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada.
После небольшой встречи в течение нескольких дней в июне 1971 года,
after a very short meeting in June of 1971 with Srila Prabhupada just for a few days,
Ananta Shanti получил инициацию.
Ananta Shanti got his initiation, received his initiation.
Он очень тщательно изучил книги Шрилы Прабхупады.
He studied Srila Prabhupada's books very thoroughly.
И начал очень активно проповедовать, фактически в одиночку.
And started preaching in a very active manner.
И он объездил Советский Союз, это самая большая страна в мире по территории.
He traveled throughout the whole Soviet Union, which was the biggest country in the world.
И он встречался с самыми разными людьми и пытался донести до них послание Шрилы Прабхупады.
He met with many different people and tried to convince them into the message of Srila Prabhupada.
И в течение 12 лет вот такой активной проповеди ему удалось дойти до сердец многих преданных, многих людей в России.
He was preaching for 12 years, and within these 12 years he could reach many people's hearts.
И возникло поколение преданных, которые стали дальше проповедовать сознание Кришны.
And because of his preaching activities, the whole generation of devotees appeared, which continued his work.
И хотя КГБ предприняло уже такие запоздалые попытки уничтожить движение, то есть заключив в тюрьму, в психбольницу Ананта Шанти.
And even though at one point the KGB, the secret police of the Soviet Union, started persecuting the movement and put Ananta Shanti in jail.
Но движение сознания Кришны уже не было, невозможно было остановить, потому что в десятках городов появились преданные.
But it was too late. The movement of Krishna consciousness was unstoppable. It was in dozens of the cities of the Soviet Union, and it was too late.
И в конечном итоге затем началась перестройка в России.
Ultimately, перестройка started in Russia.
КГБ было распущено.
And instead of Krishna consciousness movement, the KGB was finished.
Общество сознания Кришны зарегистрировано.
And Krishna consciousness movement was registered.
И сейчас это, ну, такая быстро развивающаяся ятра, в которой...
Now it's a very dynamically growing yatra.
В 180 городах и населенных пунктах России есть преданные.
There are devotees in 180 cities and villages of Russia.
За все время распространения было распространено 45 миллионов книг Шрилы Прабхупады в России.
We have distributed 45 million books of Srila Prabhupada in Russia.
Часть из них была подпольным образом напечатана и сделана вручную, так сказать.
In the beginning it was all printed underground and was all bound in by hands.
И сегодня вот в рамках этой встречи я хотел бы еще раз выразить огромную благодарность и уважение тому, по сути дела, духовному подвигу, который совершил Ананта Шанти Прабху.
And now here in this assembly, in this meeting, I would like to express the deepest gratitude, respect and amazement to the spiritual feat, the spiritual of Ananta Shanti Prabhu.
По сути дела, он пожертвовал своей жизнью для того, чтобы открыть путь к развитию сознания Кришны в России.
Practically he sacrificed his life to clear the way for Krishna consciousness in Russia.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Shanti Prabhu ki. Gaura Premananda.
Hare Krishna. I feel very fortunate to be amongst you this evening and for the past many evenings. And I feel that we've all been given a wonderful gift, Krishna consciousness, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas. And when we have something so valuable, it is our sacred duty to value it. And we can do that by sharing it, by investing ourselves, our knowledge and our love in it more and more. So our appreciation for this gift of Krishna consciousness grows and grows and grows. And then naturally we'll want to give this gift to others. That is a natural outgrowth. So that we're doing this together in this holiest of places is an extraordinary opportunity beyond our ability to understand, that we can simply put our heads in the dust of Sri Vrindavan Dham and pray for the mercy of the residents of Vrindavan, of the Acharyas, of our God brothers and God sisters, that this goes ever deeper into our hearts and our appreciation grows and our love grows and our ability to share this with others also grows and grows. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I was very happy. Every time when we come to Vrindavan Dham, particularly here to Govardhan, I become very happy because to welcome and see all the visiting devotees from other countries. And I remember Srila Prabhupada eagerly wanting to have the holy places like Vrindavan to be prepared for ISKCON devotees to be able to come, and Mayapur as well. So then became like a twin festival, first going to Vrindavan and then to Mayapur, or vice versa in the beginning of the year, first to Mayapur and then to Vrindavan. And I remember that was really bringing the devotees together in a whole understanding, you know, getting to know each other, how everyone was preaching in different countries. And it was so encouraging, because before we were all in our centers, but we didn't get to see all our other God brothers and God sisters. And now it is even not just God brothers and God sisters, but all the younger devotees as well. So it becomes a big festival when we're coming here to be in the Dham together, to chant together, to go on parikram together, and to have wonderful Vaishnava exchanges. And in the middle of it all is Srila Prabhupada and here other God brothers and God sisters. And can I say a few words about some appreciations about Prabhupada, Maharaj? Couple of minutes, okay. I was just reading Mukunda Maharaj's Miracle on Second Avenue. It has been sitting on my shelf for quite some time, but when I was, and of course we have already Prabhupada Lilamrit, but I was very much appreciating the descriptions of Mukunda Maharaj, how Srila Prabhupada step by step saw the devotees through their developments in their Krishna consciousness in a very personal way, with the first group of devotees like Mukunda Maharaj and Shamasunda Malati, Yamuna, etc. And how he was constantly taking personal interest where they were at in their Krishna consciousness. And at one, you know, in the beginning, the devotees are often very restless still, and Mukunda Maharaj was already initiated, and with Jani together, he wanted to go to India. And I was just at that point when Prabhupada wanted to expand, so he really wanted him to be there, but he didn't object him to going to India. But on the way to the door, he was saying, Mukunda, it would be really nice, because he had suggested to Prabhupada, I think Prabhupada, it would be nice if you could set up a temple in on the West Coast, and Los Angeles would be a good place to, because the people are very open-minded there, and they could, they would be interested in the philosophy of India, and etc., and the lifestyle, etc. And so, but he didn't, he wasn't volunteering himself, but Prabhupada immediately, as he was walking out of the door, saying goodbye and walking out of the door, said, Mukunda, but why don't you try to open up a temple at the West Coast? So he gave him a little thought, and then later on he actually did that. And he dropped his idea of going to India. And Prabhupada was very appreciative of these first devotees to help him in such an enthusiastic way to spread Krishna consciousness. And when I came later on to Los Angeles, I could see, when I first met, you know, Mukunda Maharaj and also Shamsunda already came to Australia where I started my Krishna consciousness. But Mukunda Maharaj was there then in Los Angeles, and he had become such a wonderful devotee in Prabhupada's personal association, and he was the head of the public relations department, because in all this time he had helped Prabhupada to set up speaking engagements for him. So here in Los Angeles, I could see how he was personally brought up in his Krishna consciousness by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhaktavrinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna. I'm sitting here with so many thoughts. My heart is actually so short-circuited with overwhelmment and very deep gratitude for having the mercy and the opportunity to sit in on, I think, 9 or 10 of these Krishna Katas by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. And I'm just feeling so much joy and thankfulness. And I could see, surely at the foot of Govardhan and in Vrindavan and all over the world wherever Maharaj travels and speaks, how much mercy from Srila Prabhupada is flowing through this most wonderful, loving personality. And this is the salient, the most, it's actually the most profound feeling I have is just Maharaj speaking so much beautiful, enthusiastic, inspiring katha. And I don't know if I should say this, but Maharaj's health is not in the best condition presently during all of these katas, but we would never notice it. Speaking with such enthusiasm and incredible energy, I'm just definitely overwhelmed and so thankful. Thankful to Srila Prabhupada originally, and for all of the mercy flowing down through all of his great followers, God brothers, God sisters, God nephews, God nieces, like I'm seeing in this audience. I am just so thankful and unworthy to have been somehow taking part in just sitting in as humbly as I can. I'm just so enthused and so thankful. And I personally pray that everyone will just take the messages within this katha for the last 10 days all over the world, wherever you're going, as Maharaj was requesting, and just preach this in whatever level you can to everyone you meet, whether it is a single person or thousands in a crowd, and just join up with more enthusiasm in the Sankirtan movement. Anyway, so many thoughts. I just feel so much, so unworthy of the joy that I feel at being in the presence of so many wonderful, incredible Vaishnavas. And I just thank you very much. And I pray for your blessings. And we just owe so much to Srila Prabhupada and his incredible representatives, and especially I'm speaking tonight of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Thank you very much. Maharaj, thank you so much for everything and allowing me in to be around. Thank you for letting me hang around. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'd also like to express my deep thanks to His Holiness Radhanath Swami. In our talks on Srila Prabhupada, I often pose the question to the listeners, where would we be without Srila Prabhupada had he not come and left Vrindavan and come to the West? So that's true for all those in the Krishna consciousness movement who have taken up responsibility, including, of course, His Holiness Radhanath Swami, who has done such, who is totally selfless in his dedication to spreading the message of Srila Prabhupada and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So we could ask ourselves also, where would we be without His Holiness Radhanath Swami? We are so thankful, Maharaj, to your wonderful work, your tireless efforts. It's very unusual to see such a devotee who is given everything. And I'm so appreciative in Maharaj's talks that he always refers to Srila Prabhupada. He always gives credit to Srila Prabhupada. And that was Prabhupada's mood also. He also gave credit to his spiritual master. Even in the early days, he even gave credit to the very early followers who came to him. The boys, he put it. The boys did everything. So thank you again to all of you for sacrificing your part in coming to the Holy Dham and participating in this wonderful Sangha. Hare Krishna.
It's a little difficult for me to speak, but I will try. Radha Damodar Prabhu expressed his gratitude to Ananta Shanti Prabhu, and I was thinking at that time that perhaps the most important thing which Ananta Shanti Prabhu did get from Srila Prabhupada, and the same thing we're getting from Srila Radhanath Maharaj during his kathas, is strong desire to preach. Srila Prabhupada somehow rather could convey this eagerness and this urgency of this message into the heart of Ananta Shanti Prabhu. Ananta Shanti Prabhu used to preach in a very peculiar method. He would approach anyone he would meet. Somebody was standing on the bus stop, he would waiting for the bus, and he would approach this person and he would ask him, "Are you already chanting mantra?" This person never heard about mantra, he never heard what mantra is. So he was bewildered, he asked, "What is mantra?" And, you know, he would explain what is mantra and what he should chant. So what I want to say is that Prabhupada had such a strong desire, such strong eagerness to preach. And because of his strong desire to give to people of this world Krishna consciousness, so many wonderful fruits are coming now, and so many more fruits will come in the future. And the parampara system means we have to take this mood, the same eagerness, the same desire to give Krishna consciousness to people, and in this way to be the true followers of Srila Prabhupada. And I'm very happy that I have a chance to associate with true followers of Srila Prabhupada, and I beg your blessing to remain somehow or other in this movement. Thank you very much.
I forgot just one thing to mention. That was actually the point. After the Russian devotees were speaking, there was, when I was thinking about Mukunda Maharaj, how he had become the public relations, head of the public relations department, he was the one also that was heading up the campaign against the persecutions of the Russian devotees at that time, and he had devotees in all the different countries sign up for petition that was later on sent to the United Nations as well as Gorbachev himself. So that was his contribution to this particular service of helping the Russian devotees. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Let us all offer our heartfelt gratitude to all of these disciples of Srila Prabhupada who have literally given their lives and souls to make the opportunity for us to connect to Srila Prabhupada's divine grace.
Thank you.
special gratitude to those who have organized this yatra. I don't know all the names and I don't have a list, but Sanat Kumar Prabhu, Shyamananda Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu, Vasudev Prabhu, Radhakund Prabhu, Baladev Prabhu, and so many. You all know who you are. But, you know, organizing buses and organizing accommodations and organizing stages and sound systems and Hare Krishna Prabhu and organizing prasad. And everyone does it just as an offering of love. So I wish I had a list of everyone, but please let us offer our sincere gratitude to all of you who have... And to all of you who have come, please offer your loud Hari Bol gratitude to everyone else besides yourself. And we will have one last kirtan, or let's say one beginning kirtan. Then we will have Damodarastakam. I thank you very much.